I've been out in that yard cutting grass all morning. I got these shoes on. I probably did it. We're going to put another rug in here, and that was just temporary. Like in the winter. I had to have this house. See, I was underwater in this house. I had 6 foot of water in my yard.
Really?
I lost all my furniture. Water up to here. About up in this whole house.
I bet Camille was a nasty one.
That was. She was, I was out on the base. I didn't even know.
You were out there?
Yeah, I was out there. I was going to do that. I couldn't, no communications. And she's up in the attic up here at my sister's. And they had to go to water come on up in there. They see it on the floor, slab. They got up in the attic and the water kept rising and all the lights was out. And she can't swim. And my old aunt, she was up in there. About a 2-week-old baby.
I bet that was
at my other place, cousin's place, less the two people in there, they drowned in the attic. There was two couple visiting him. They kind of old. And the water come up and it got up going into the attic. That's how much water he had in his house.
Good grief.
And he dove out, him and his wife come on out and went through the wind, and the old couple couldn't do that.
They didn't have any windows in the attic?
No, not for that, no.
And they had to go down through?
Through there, and then swim out through, bust the wind, and come out. And then
oh,
come on up.
Good.
And the old couple couldn't make it, so they just drowned it like rats up in there.
God, that's terrible.
See, they let their homes right on the beach down here.
Mm-hmm.
You retired. We had a hardware store.
Okay, now years ago, on Monday, women would do their...
Do their old washing. That was a regular wash day.
Okay, and on Tuesday, they'd do maybe the...
Must that'll...
If they did the washing, they'd dry it, and they'd do the...
They'd do ironing or something.
Okay, what if they did it both together in one day, they'd call it the...
Well, that's kind of hard, I guess, to do, but like if you had a big family.
Yeah.
You're like my one, I say big. I mean, if you had anywhere from six to better, and wash a big load of clothes, and then boil them in these old pots,
mm-hmm.
and then mama'd take and put them on the grass and put some old blue in. They had to call blue ink.
Yeah.
It's a bottle. I don't know, they may still have on the market. And just old blue dye, and they'd put it in the water, and you dip your white clothes in that.
Uh-huh.
And you took and spread them on the lawn, right on the grass.
Yeah.
Let the sun hit them and sort of bleach it some kind of way. And then they'd put them in these, they'd boil all that stuff like that. Big old iron pots, wash tubs.
Yeah.
Get old light and not fire, all that started up underneath. Get that stuff boiling and they'd take old stick and poke. And me and my brother, when they'd wash quilts, that's what we had to do. Get in a tub and we'd stomp them like somebody. Get in there and just do this here. Old feet shrug them up. Yeah, that's the way you could wash an old heavy quilt. Because we'd, they made that out of sheep's wool.
Yeah.
We carved old wool back in those days. Have you ever seen a cord?
Uh-huh.
It's just about that wide.
What's that?
A cord. We call it a cord. It'd take sheep to make a bat. It'd make this wool, little old bats, but look like about a foot long. Maybe about that wide, that thick. Kind of work both of them together, and you take that raw wool.
Yeah.
And then have all that laid out, and then put that cover on, and the old women would sew. If you ever seen them make a quilt, old time quilts.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you'd call it a confit. They might call them confits now.
Okay.
Well, you know what I'm talking about now?
Yeah.
But we call it a quilt.
Okay.
But that was made out of wool.
Uh-huh.
Like in those days.
Right. And so how'd they make it?
Well,
they put the two.
We'd take the wool like this, and buy the wool and you wash the wool. And you had to what they call cord it.
Yeah.
Everybody of us kids get together and get these little cords. Looked like about a handle, like a ping pong ball panel.
Uh-huh.
And then it was wired like this here with little fine steel wire.
Yeah.
Just hundreds of little wires down in there, so you could work that wool and get it into this little bat. A bat. It's about that long, and maybe it get about that thick, and then lay all that down, and then just put the top of the cover on it, and all the women would take needles and they'd sew.
Oh, I see.
Had a design, had to go follow a pattern to go by.
Yeah.